Hello, I'm Kemp Haar, and we're at Surfaces 2009, and I'm actually standing here in the Maslin booth with Kennedy Frierson. And for those of you that know Maslin, Maslin's on the upper end of the carpet market, and they do a great job of coming out with some really, I guess, cutting-edge styles, and we're going to look at a few here in just a minute. But Kennedy, let me ask you first, how's the show so far for you?
Well, the show actually has been very good so far. It's, you know, it's early in the afternoon on the first day, and the attendance certainly, I believe, is going to be down, and I think we're seeing that a little bit, but the quality of dealers that we're seeing still is very high, and a lot of the top quality dealers that we like to see here and that are important for us to see are here this year as well.
Okay, and you know, we all know this tough economy right now, but there are some people at the show. As you can see, we look down here, there's a ton of people coming in, but how's your business been doing through all this?
Well, our business has been hit probably the last couple of months a little bit harder than it had been previously. I think the upper end part of the market had been staying fairly steady for a period of time, you know, with slight declines, whereas the bottom or middle part of the market was suffering more. The last couple of months, the high-end part of the market has really been hit, I think, a little bit harder than the rest of the market. So we're certainly seeing some tough times today, and I don't expect to see that change anytime real quickly. But we're committed to the high-end part of the market. We believe that's where we'll be successful. And we think that, you know, it certainly will come back and we'll be in a great position once it does.
Well, I got to tell you, I just think it's the economic paralysis that everybody's in right now. And there's no telling when it comes back, but you're cocked and ready when it comes back, right?
We're certainly continuing to invest in those things that are important for us as a brand and for our customers to be able to be successful long term. Yes, Kemp.
All right, let's talk about, I'm looking at this gorgeous product on the floor here. I mean, just from this, where, you know, I'm 6 feet off the ground here, it looks like a wool and a silk, but I know that's not what it is. And it looks like a woven. Tell us about it.
Well, this is a new product collection for us. It's called Maslin Avenue. We're very excited to bring this to market. It's a collection of 16 patterns. It's made out of Stainmaster Luxurel Nylon, skein dyed product, and it's actually tufted on new tufting equipment that was developed by Tufco. And with our partnership with Tufco, we're able to be the first company with this tufting technology. We're very excited about it and think it's going to do great things. It does create a woven appearance with a tufted product collection, and love to show you some of the products and color lines that we've developed on that.
Okay, we'll do. But let me ask you another question. Last year at the show, you introduced a wool product. How did that program go?
The wool program's been very good for us. We really launched, got into the marketplace late in 2007, and it certainly has been, we've been a lot more successful with that program than we actually anticipated. And we continue to invest in our wool product line. We initially came with 16 products into the marketplace. We added six more halfway through the year, and we're adding 16 more here the first quarter of this year. So we'll have 38 products in our wool line and made a major investment and feel like that's a part of the marketplace. We'll continue to be successful.
All right. So this Tufco product that you come out with here, what did you say the name of it was?
This is Cadiz. It's one of the patterns in the Maslin Avenue collection, and there's 16 patterns, an average of about 8 colorways. And one of the things we've done with this collection is there's 19 different colors of skein dyed yarn that go into this collection. So we feel like we've got a much broader variety and much better scope of colors and contrast than what you traditionally see in this type of construction.
Well, looking at it from up here, maybe it's just the way the light's hitting it, but it almost looks like two different yarn types. Is that just done by the different way it's dyed?
Well, the Tufco equipment is basically, it's computer yarn placement. Tapestron would be an example of that type of equipment. This is just probably a couple of generations advanced from a Tapestron piece of equipment. It allows you, really, in a production environment, to generate the type of tufting volume and efficiencies that you need for this computer yarn placement. So it allows you to a better density of the product, which creates a more woven, defined look. And it also, it's a very productive machine. It worked out a lot of the issues that may have existed on previous current computer yarn placement machines.
Well, let me ask you this. Give me a weight range. This looks like a very dense product. Are you telling us kind of what the density is on it?
Well, it's actually tufted as a 16th gauge product. So it's a very dense product. The pile heights are a little bit over half of an inch. So the face weight's between 60 and 65 ounces of fiber. It's really packed in there and gives a very nice clean finish in terms of the product and gives it that woven look that you see from so many other products out here.
Hi, Kennedy. You know, we talk about the high-end part of the market. If you don't mind me, just give me a range, suggested retail for a product like this. You know, can you give me a range of that?
I would say suggested retail would probably be $10 to $11 per square foot installed.
All right, we've been talking to Kennedy Frierson with Maslin, and we're at Surfaces 2009, and I'm Kemp Haar with FloorDaily.net.